This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Adams County coroner has confirmed to CPR that Elijah McClain's autopsy report has been changed ahead of the prosecution of three police officers and two paramedics involved in his violent arrest. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
CPR News has filed a lawsuit against the Adams County coroner, Monica Brancuccia Jordan, for withholding the amended autopsy report. The coroner says the autopsy was changed after she received new information from the grand jury, whose investigations are secret. But a lawyer representing this news organization argues that autopsies should be a public record under Colorado's laws. The changed autopsy could be potentially helpful for prosecutors, charging officers and paramedics in McClain's death. In 2019, a coroner said McClain's cause and manner of death were undetermined. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than 100 trillion tons of ice is expected to melt off Greenland's surface over the next century. New research suggests this melting cannot be stopped. David Barr co-authored the study and researches glaciers at CU Boulder. He says the melting could cause up to a foot of global sea level rise, and the effects will go beyond coastal areas.
And if you live in an inland area, say high in the Rockies of Colorado, you're still going to feel the impacts with massive migration to cities like Denver, who have their own problems, for example, from climate change, like fires and drought.
Barr spoke to NPR's Here and Now. Be prepared for heavy traffic this holiday weekend. Westbound Interstate 70 west of Denver will be its busiest from mid-morning today until this evening, and again early tomorrow until late afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.